Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody Right by Donnie McKirkland. Isn't that a song? How trust in the Lord. We got to trust in the Lord with all our might, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our being. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. to Block Talk Radio, A Time of Reflection, with New Destiny Ministry, and our founder is Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We just thank you today for coming on Block Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministry. We truly appreciate your fellowship, and we truly appreciate your tremendous support. I am your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, and Evangelist Adrian Bernard, our founder and host, will be on to bring the word, to break bread with us today. So she's on the broadcast. Thank God for that. Thank Jesus Christ. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, and enlighten and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that in the King James Version in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Again, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Join us daily, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, Minister Billy Burns hosts, they and her husband, Elder Burns, they hope they overcame. And it's a time for you to share your powerful testimonies and or join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. That's California time. Tune in to expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Our call-in number for both segments is 858-683-1334. We welcome you to email us at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com, or mail us any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to P.O. Box 5, 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also visit and like our ministry page on Facebook and our web page, on our website, www.newdestinyministries.com. You are also welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak. So we just thank the Lord Jesus Christ for everything. And I'm going to go in and open up us in prayer that we give Jesus Christ all the glory and praise for being on this broadcast. Lord Jesus, we just thank you once again for allowing us to come forth on the broadcast that you have instituted 20 months ago, that you have given a founder and the host, Evangelist Adrian, her vision that you gave her, and it came to pass 20 months ago. We thank you for this opportunity that you have had us on this broadcast, not only Evangelist Adrian, not only Sister Ruby, not only everybody that came on here. Lord Jesus, you're so awesome and kind and gracious to your people, and you promote your people because you have all different ministries that you said in the church. Hallelujah. And you have brought bishops. You have brought prophets. You have brought teachers. You have brought evangelists. evangelists. You have brought the ministries of health. You have brought the ministries of reconciliation when we get out there and we bring them back to you, your people. We thank you and we love you and we praise you for this opportunity. We don't take this opportunity lightly. We thank you that you looked up and seen us and pulled us out of our dark places to join you and your family, the family of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we thank you because you're allowing us to broadcast all over the world, just not only in the United States, all over the world. And we give you nothing but the glory and the praise and the honor due to your name. And you allow the saints and the people to come on this broadcast. Hallelujah. You direct and guide, and you help and you receive and you lead and you guide us into all truth. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, because you said your mercy is new every morning to us. We thank you for the married couples that come on this broadcast that you sent. Because you said marriage is honorable, and you instituted marriage way back in the book of Genesis. We thank you for blessing their families. We thank you for blessing their children. We thank you for your blood covering all through us to protect us, to guide us and direct us. Hallelujah. We just praise you, Lord Jesus. We just ask you to give our speaker, Evangelist Bernard, strength and guidance to what you would have her to speak to your people. We know that each and every day we come on this broadcast that you so gracious and kind that you sent a rhema word from heaven. Hallelujah. And you sent it down to your precious people. Hallelujah. You say not to trouble, not to fret, because you have it all under control. All we have to do is believe and receive and live this life in wholeness and fullness and love and joy and peace as you have called us to do. Oh, Lord Jesus, if I said or done anything against your precious soul, you know I want to repent, because we don't want no words to be hindered from heaven, this earth, for your people. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you for keeping us all week long. We thank you for the weekend where everybody could go into their assembly of worship. We thank you for Sunday morning prayer, because it stirs us up to go in where we have the prayer, the heart, and we know that the Lord is in with us as we walk and abode into the kingdom of God that you have set us in. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We lift up each and every body that you have sent on this broadcast. For whatever reason, you have touched the hearts of your people. We are your people and the sheep of your pastor. And you say, we will know you. You know us by, we know you by your fruit. We know you that we will not go to another to hear. And we thank you this afternoon, and we praise you for this opportunity to come forth in your precious name. We love you, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. And without you, we can do anything. And in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I turn it over to you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, our founder and host, all the way from the city of Stockton, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. Truly, it is a blessing to be back on the broadcast again with each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I just like to greet each and everybody, each and every one of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Truly, if I was able to sing a song, I would sing, without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. Who is that him? Without God, we could do nothing. Without him, we would truly fail. Without him, our life would be drifting, like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah. Without God, without him in our lives, I tell you, all of our dreams, all of our aspirations, all of our hopes, all of our desires, they would all be unfulfilled. But I thank God for sending his son, Jesus, to redeem us back, to give us another opportunity to include him in all that we do. Opening song was I Will Trust in the Lord by Donnie McClurkin. It says, I will trust in the Lord. He's going to stay on the battlefield. He's going to treat everybody right. Hallelujah. How many know we're living in some difficult times? We're living in some troubled times. Amen. And if there ever was a time when we need to draw nigh to God, it is now. Often you hear people say, when you make one step, God will make two. Well, that's not biblical. But God does say, if you draw nigh unto me, I'll draw nigh unto you. Amen. So we're just thankful that God has graced us and privileged us and given us this wonderful opportunity to be able to come on the airwaves, to be able to lift up his name, to be able to give him glory and to give him thanks. And we thank him for that. Amen, amen. Our subject for the past 2 weeks was healing relationships. Amen, healing relationships. Amen, and we know that relationships were instituted by God in the beginning. He made man, and then he said it was not good for man to be alone. Then he made and created woman. Amen. So therefore that began a relationship between a man and a woman. Amen. There was no marriage ceremony, but God told Adam that Eve was his wife. Hallelujah. And he made it known that Adam was the husband. Amen. But we all know the great husbandman is our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. So we talked about healing relationships, and many of our speakers came on and they went through different perspectives on that subject about healing relationships. Some dealt with our natural families, and some dealt with our spiritual families. Some dealt with our spouses, husbands and wives. Some dealt with our children. Some dealt with the brother, the sibling relationships between brothers and sisters. And some dealt with the society, a relationship, you know, in our country where we're dealing with heads of governments and heads of nations and teachers and physicians and all of these different entities that God has already designed in his word. Amen. So we're shifting a little bit, and we know that everybody is experiencing some type of trauma, some type of discomfort, some type of ill, some type of loss, some type of some symptoms of depression, some symptoms of lack, not enough. Amen. So as I began to seek the Lord for a focus for this week, I was going to and fro in my mind, and I'm still not settled, but I believe this is a word from the Lord, and it's going to be able to encourage someone, and that's what we want to do. We want to encourage you to hold on. We want to encourage you to know that God has not forgotten about you. We want to encourage you and let you know that he hasn't forsaken you. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So whatever he did for you way back then, he's the same God. He can do it again. Somebody said if he did it before, he can do it again. Amen. So our subject this week is trusting God in troubled times. I had difficult times, but I couldn't really focus too well on difficult. So there was no scriptures to identify difficult. So therefore, I went to troubled. But troubled and difficult, they're in comparison with one another. Because when you're troubled, you're going through a difficult phase. You're going through a difficult period, a difficult era in your life. So that begins to trouble you. So we're talking about trusting God in troubled times. How many can say, I'm going to trust God through it all? I'm going to trust him when I can't see my way. I'm going to trust him when he speaks a word in my spirit. And yet, I haven't seen that word come into manifestation. I haven't seen what he promised me manifested. I can't see it. I don't see it. But I have to trust God. I have to know, hallelujah, if God spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. So we're talking about trusting God in troubled times. And as I begin to look at this particular topic, and the Lord had already sent me to a passage of scripture, and I and you all bear with me today, and I'm going to try as efficiently as I can to speak on what God has given me at this hour. Trusting God in troubled times. And as I look at this word trust, trust is the root word of trusting. Is when you see the ing, it's a continuation. Amen. So the dictionary says a reliance on the integrity, strength, ability, surety, etc., of a person or thing. So to rely, you know, God, who can we rely on in this hour? Friends will forsake you. Loved ones will leave you. Our husbands and wives will turn their back on you. But the only one really that you can rely on is God. So reliance on the integrity, the strength, and the ability, and the surety of a person or thing. It also says confidence. Confidence. And when you see that word confidence, guess what? Confidence breeds assurance. You're sure of something. When you're confident, you believe in that thing wholeheartedly. You're going to walk it out. No matter how difficult it gets, no matter how troubled you get in your mind, when you are confident and you are trusting in something or someone, you're not easily moved. You're not easily deterred. You're not easily distracted. But you believe and you trust in that person. So that's where we're at today. We're talking about trusting in God. Trusting God in the troubled times. Hallelujah. For we all know that trouble will come. Hallelujah. We talked about trouble on last week. In 1 Corinthians, what we said, we are troubled on every side. So this week is just appropriate that God says, trust him in the troubled times. And as we look at trouble, trusting God, we know God is supreme. He is our creator. He is our maker. He is the ruler of the universe. Hallelujah. He reigns in heaven and he reigns in earth. Amen. All he has to do is speak it. And guess what? It'll happen. So that's the kind of trust that we need to develop. We need to know whatever God said. We got to stand on it. Stand on it. Yes, it's going to get dark. Yes, it's going to get gloomy. Yes, the sun may not shine every day. But we have to go back to this word. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct, hallelujah, He will direct our path. And we have to know that. We have to know that. So when we're talking about trouble, when I looked up that word trouble, trusting God in troubled times, when you are troubled, you're worried. You're in distress. You're disturbed. Your mental state is disturbed. It's no contentment. You're not calm because trouble causes you to become discomforted. It causes you to be agitated. It starts to afflict not only your mentality, but your physicality. So when you're troubled in your mind, hey, glory to God, then it brings on other discomforts and other things begin to happen in our physical man. And so that's why they say stress. Stress is one of the major, major components that we're dealing with in the earth. Stress, because we're stressed out and we're worried. We're troubled about our children. We're troubled about our finances. We're troubled about our living conditions. We're troubled on our jobs with our coworkers. And then the place that we should be able to get some refuge, the place that we should be able to get some comfort in, then we're troubled there too. We're troubled when we go to fellowship with our brothers and sisters in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. God said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. So the house of prayer is the last place that you should be troubled in. Oh, God, but God said, hey, you got to trust him in the troubled times. And when we talk about times, what are we talking about? We're talking about right now, like Pastor Hamilton said. We're talking about now, N-O-W, right now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, but right now. We're troubled right now in this 1 o'clock hour. We're troubled right now in the 2 o'clock hour. Hallelujah, because we've been up all night and we've been crying out to the Lord. Hallelujah. We have denied this flesh some things. We have read our Bibles. Hallelujah. We have fasted. We have prayed. And Lord, where are you? Where are you, Lord? Where are you? We're calling on you night and day, but we don't get an answer. We haven't got the answer that we're seeking. But you know what? He said, they that wait upon the Lord. Isaiah 40 said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So just because God has an answer today, that doesn't mean that he haven't heard your cry. That doesn't mean that he's not coming to your rescue. That doesn't mean that he has forgotten about you. Oh, help us today, God. So we've defined the trusting God in troubled times, in the day that we're living on, living in the day and the earth that we're living on. Remember, this world is not our home. And that's why God told us to wear it as a loose garment. So let's get into this lesson today. And I'm going to try. I just got up and walking. But I'm going to try. Lord, give me patience. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to calm my nerves right now. And let me be able to impart a word, God, to encourage our sisters and our brothers, to let them know, God, that they can trust you in the troubled times. Let them know, God, that you're not far away. Let them know, God, when they call upon you, you will answer. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you for this word today. We bless you for this topic today, God. And as the men and women of God come on this line this week and share the good news is the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As they share this good news, as they make sacrifices in their day, hallelujah, to come and minister to your people, who is precious in your sight, God. Oh, God, I want you to give them a rhema word, a rhema word, a word that will be able to sustain them, a word that will be able to comfort them, a word that will be able to give them life, a word that will be able to stir up their pure mind where they can remember what you've already done, where they'll never forget where you brought them from, when they remember when they didn't have, God, you provided, when they remember, God, when they was on their last leg, you was right there. When they felt like they were on the edge, they were on the cliff, hallelujah, on the edge, living on the edge, Lord God, hallelujah, you sent somebody to pick them up, you sent somebody to encourage them, you sent somebody to say, child, don't do it, don't do it. When they thought about contemplating, when they contemplated suicide, God, hallelujah, you say not so. I still have much work for you to do. Lord God, I want you to bless each and every one that come on this week. Hallelujah, stir them up, God. Stir up, Lord God, where they can trust you, where they can go back to the old landmark, God. Oh, God, where they can go back to shutting in, where they can go back to all night prayer, where they can go back to calling on you day and night. Oh, God, I thank you, and I appreciate you for what you're going to speak in this hour, in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to go to the Old Testament today. Hallelujah. We try to encourage you to let you know that God has not forgotten about you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's turn to 1 Kings. And as I begin to tell you a little bit about this story we're about to hear about. It's a twofold thing. Hallelujah. We're talking about trusting God in troubled times. Hallelujah. Trusting God. Hallelujah. In the time of discomfort, in the time of distress, in the time of discontentment, in the time of your confliction, in the time of your worrying, in the time of your distress, hallelujah, in the time that you're disturbed, you got to trust God, hallelujah. And we're going to tell you about two characters today that trusted God. One trusted God when everything was looking good. Oh, but hallelujah, when things begin to turn, he got a little shaky. Hallelujah, and God had to speak to him again. But let's go, we're going to read a little bit today. Hallelujah. So let's go to 1 Kings. Hey, glory to God. And first, we're going to just give you a little highlight, because we're going to go right on into chapter 17. But turn to 1 Kings chapter 16, and we're going to read at verse, hallelujah. We're going to read verse 30, the 30th verse, and then we're going to drop down to verse 32 and 33. And let's go at 29. And in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And verse 30 says, and Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord, above all that was before him. So he did evil in the sight of the Lord, above all that was before him. Okay? And it came to pass, as if it had been a right thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Naboth, that he took to wife Jezebel, the son of Ethbaal, king of Zidonians, and went and served Baal. He went and served an idol god and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And verse 33 says, and Ahab made a grove, a shrine, in other words, for pleasure. And Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. So this man provoked God to anger, and some of the kings before him provoked God. But the Bible says he did more to provoke God because of his evil deeds. Amen. So let's drop down to chapter 17. And this is where the story begins. Chapter 17. And we're going to talk about when God gives you. We're talking about trusting God in troubled times. And I'm going to try to hurry along here. In troubled times. But you got to know, when God gives you a word, when God gives you a word, if you know it's a word from God, stand on it. Don't let nobody take that word out of your heart. If God said it, he will perform it. Amen. And this particular chapter began to talk about how God had prophesied and gave a prophecy to the prophet, prophet Elijah, amen, about a drought that was going to come in the land, amen. And in those days, and it should even be in the days that we're living in now, that when the word of the Lord came through a seer or a prophet, the people heard the word, they received it, and they respected that word. Amen. Now, if that word did not come to pass, then there would be a false prophet. Hallelujah. But God don't call false prophets. False prophets is of the devil. They're of the enemy. And everything that's in God's kingdom is true. It's real. You can always depend on it. Amen. So, verse chapter 17 said, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, he sent word to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, he's given him the prophecy, he said, there shall not be dew nor rain these years. What is a prophecy? A prophecy is only a word that foretells a coming event, an event of the future, something that the Lord has spoken to you to tell somebody that this is going to come to pass. And when they tell you that the Lord said it, guess what? If they don't put any time frame, and that's how they get messed up sometimes, they won't put a time frame on it. Well, all prophecies don't come with a time frame. Okay, tell it the way the Lord said it and back up off and leave it alone. Oh, the Bible said, the Lord told Rebecca, write the vision and make it plain. And they that read it will run with it. He said, don't the vision tarry. He said, hey, it may be for a little while, but wait on it. Wait on it. But see, we want a prophecy in the next hour. We want something to happen. Well, God don't operate like that. You have to wait on God. Patiently wait on him sometimes. Now, if a situation warrants God's attention, immediately he will respond. God will respond instantaneously. He will respond on the spot. If the situation warrants his divine attention, his divine assistance. Amen. So Elijah said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be
Hello? Oh, praise the Lord, Liberal Democrat and Sister Albertine. Hello?
Yes, I'm praise the Lord.
You can hear me? I think of that Liberal Democrat.
Praise him.
Oh, praise the Lord. I think Evangelist Bernard dropped off. We're going to see whether she's coming back on a minute.
Amen. That was blessing my soul. I was listening. I was talking in the chat room. Amen.
I was going back and forth with you. Let's see. I'm just going to try to put on. Oh, here she is. She's back.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Sheila. That's all right. We've already prayed, so it's all good. I'm back on. Okay. And we're at chapter 17, 1 Kings, verse 2. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be, now this is God giving Elijah a word now. He said, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded, listen to this, people of God. The Lord is telling Elijah, he hath commanded the ravens to feed thee there. What are ravens? They are birds. Hallelujah. They are animals. Hallelujah. And the raven, whoever heard of a raven just being spoken to by God to come and feed the man of God? Well, this is what happened. So verse 5 says, so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. And bread and flesh in the evening. Look at God in his provision. See, God will have your neighbor. God will take a stranger and cause him to be up all night praying for you. Somebody that they've never seen. Don't know of. God touches the heart of men. So he touched the ravens to come and feed the man of God. To bring bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. Because there had been no rain in the land. Now listen, people, we're talking about trusting God in troubled times. The word of God had already came to Elijah to tell him there was not going to be no rain for some years. When my Bible tells me it was about 3 years, there was no rain. And the word of Lord came unto him again saying, arise. Get thee to Zarephath. Now, this is where we're talking about trusting God in some troubled times. We're going to hear this story here today. He said, the word of the Lord said, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. He said, behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. I have commanded a widow woman, a woman that don't have nothing, a woman that's on the verge of giving up, a woman that thinks this is her last day to live. We're talking about trusting God in some troubled times. All right, let's read on. Amen. He said, I have commanded a widow woman. See, Elijah was listening to the voice of God. And that's where we get confused, people of God. We listen to everybody but the voice of God. And then when God tells you something and somebody says, well, did the Lord say that? We get scared. He didn't say it was the Lord. Oh, baby, but if you know unequivocally that it was God that spoke to you, stand on it. Don't be afraid. God was speaking to the man of God. Hallelujah. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, I'm reading today because some of you all haven't picked up your Bible this none of the weekend and probably none through the week. So you can say, I read the word today. And he said, so he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. Oh, God bless you today. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Now listen to me, people of God. This was a widow woman. She didn't have nothing. Remember, the drought was already in the land because the man of God had prophesied that there was going to be a drought. There was going to be a drought because God told him there was going to be a drought. And the king was mad with the prophet of God, the man of God, because of his prophecy. Hallelujah. And he did not like that. Who is he? Who is this man? Who is this prophet going to declare to us what's going to be and what's not going to be? I am the king. Oh, but baby, I don't care if you're king or queen. Hey, we're talking about the creator. We're talking about the one that made the kings, that made the queens. Hallelujah. God is the one that created and made us kings and queens. We didn't do it by ourselves. We couldn't have created a human being. We couldn't have created a situation like this. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. And listen at what she said in verse 12. She said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. This widow woman said, I don't have nothing. Hallelujah. But you got to, how many know you got to use what you got? Because guess what? The little that you do have, God can produce much with your little. Hey, glory to God. And we're going to see that today. We're talking about trusting God in troubled times. And behold, I am gathering, we're at verse 12, two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Did you hear that? Did you hear what this little woman said? She said, I don't have but a little oil. I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dot it up, season it real good, and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. So this widow woman had given up. She was on the edge. Hallelujah. She could not see her living beyond her circumstances. How many are out there today and can't see beyond your circumstances? Hallelujah. You're letting your circumstances, you're letting the trouble, you're letting the difficulties, you're letting it deter your mind. You're letting it poison your inside. Well, guess what? It's causing you not to trust in God anymore. Hey, you done forgot what God already have done for you. So the little woman said, glory to God. She said, I won't do this. I'm going and prepare our last meal. This is for me and my son. Oh, God. But the widow woman needed a miracle. Oh, and God chose this widow woman because he knew she needed a miracle. God could have chose anybody for the prophet to go to. He could have would cause the prophet to go into the house of the king if he chose to, but he chose this widow woman because God wanted to show his people that I'm well able. I'm still on the throne. I don't care nothing about King Ahab. I don't care nothing about his wife Jezebel. Hey, I am the Lord. Hey, and I bless whom I will. And I curse whom I will. I'll take Ahab down and I'll take Jezebel down too. Because what I have spoken, no man can alter it. No man can turn it around. No man can disannul what I've spoken. Oh, God, I bless you today. Hey, let's go. Verse 13, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said. Now, how many of us can take a word from Evangelist Benoit? If I give you a word today and tell you, thus said the Lord, guess what? You're going to get on the phone and call your friends and say, oh, yeah, she going to tell me to do this, and she going to tell me to do that. And I don't know about that. The Lord ain't spoke to me. Well, the Bible said, believe the prophet, and so shall you prosper. This woman of God, this widow woman, didn't have nothing. She said, this is my last. All I have is a little oil. All I have is a little pitch, a handful of meal to make a little pitch, and then we're going to die. Hallelujah, but God sent the help because she trusted God during those troubled times. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. In other words, don't even worry about you and your son. You fix me some cake first. Now, we, you know, the day we live in, we would have thought that to be very selfish. This is a selfish, greedy, arrogant prophet. That's what we would have called him in this day, 2013, in the United States of America. We would say, oh, that's selfish of him. He know this woman heaven. We know the Bible don't say when she ate. When that woman was their last meal, it just said that she felt this was her last day to eat, and they were going to die. So apparently, this widow woman and her son hadn't been able to eat very much. And the last little stuck their head in the cupboard, it was it, because they didn't see another way. Hallelujah. How many going to trust God? Ah, in the troubled times. Oh, you better watch God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So she said, the man of God said, bring it to me. And after that, then you make something for you and your son. And verse 14 said, for thus said the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal. Now the man of God is giving her a word. He's giving her a ram of word right now. In verse 14, he said, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel. This ain't the man of God saying it. He said, for this is what the Lord God of Israel is saying to you today, that the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. What is he telling this woman of God? He said, the little that you have, God's going to take that little, and he's going to make it much. And God have the plan that you won't go hungry. Ah, because rain is going to come. But until the rain comes, God is going to sustain you. I believe that God is sustaining us until the rain comes. We talked about the rain last week. Did not know that God was going to take us this way again. We played the song, Let It Rain, by Paul Martin. I didn't believe that the rain is going to come. I didn't believe that the wagons are on their way. Hallelujah. But we got to trust God in this troubled time. Amen, amen. And then verse 15 says, and she went. The widow woman went and did according to the saying of Elijah the prophet. And she and he and her house that said, now, we didn't hear nothing about nobody but the widow woman and our son. But God said, he, the man of God, she and her house did eat, listen to this, many days. And the Bible says many days was almost a full year. Hallelujah. The Lord honored the widow woman and blessed her because she was able to trust him in the troubled times. She was able to listen to the word from the prophet of God. She was able to receive that word. See, we don't want to receive the word. We got certain folks we won't receive a word from. Hallelujah. But do you know the Bible says be careful how you entertain strangers, because some have entertained angels unawares. We can walk out in the street and meet somebody that's not dressed like us, and they can be our angel. But we'll turn up our nose. Hallelujah. Don't even want to say hello to them. Won't even say a kind word to them. That might be your angel that you have missed and failed to entertain. Oh, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. And verse 16 says, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cools of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Hallelujah. By Elijah. Trust in God in troubled times. Now, after this woman of God trusted God, hallelujah, and she did what the man of God told her to do, she was obedient, then trouble came again. Trouble was knocking at her door. See, trouble will knock at your door. You don't have to command the trouble. Hallelujah. Sometimes trouble comes to us unawares. Sometimes it's not nothing we've done, but it's life. Job, in the book of Job, it says, man that is born of a woman is full of troubles. Hallelujah, full of troubles. That's in Job 14:1. Read that. Let me turn there right quick. Job 14:1. I got to validate this stuff. Because, see, y'all don't believe this is the word of the Lord. This ain't Sister Benoit. It's not me. This is the word of the Lord. And I don't know who it's going to be, but he said, trust him in the troubled times. Job chapter 14:1. And we can't even go there. Hallelujah, because Job trusted in the Lord. You talk about a man of God that was troubled in some troubled times, it was Job. But God initiated, God ordained every trouble that came into Job's life. God gave Satan permission. Hallelujah. Do you know God gave somebody permission to assassinate you just to save your life? He said, yeah, I'm going to let him do it because I want to see how strong you are. I want to see if you're really going to trust me. I want to see if you really believe that I can and will and shall bring you up. Job chapter 14, verse 1 says, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. What are you saying? We're born of a woman, but we have a short life. We have a short lifespan. That's why it's time to put all this foolishness aside. It's time for us to extend the hand. It's time for us to go out into the highways and the hedges. It's time for us to compel men to come. It's time for us to take a stand. It's time for us to say, don't you slay me yet, will I trust you? Hallelujah. No, I might not have today. No, my cupboard is empty. No, there's nothing in the refrigerator. No, my children may not have school clothes or start school. I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust you. Hallelujah, for I know trouble don't last always. Let's go back to the story. 1 Kings chapter 17. Now here comes another miracle for the woman. The woman of God, the widow woman, have already experienced a miracle because she was obedient to the man of God. And God preserved her life. Now, hallelujah, trouble have come in her home again. Now, let's read that. Oh, God is trying to help somebody today. He said, we're at verse 17. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the son of the widow woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. Her son fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. How many are willing to believe the word of the Lord today? And verse 18 says, and she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? This is the widow woman now. She troubled in her mind. She's already experienced a miracle, but now my son is laying sick. Oh, I'm questioning now. Whether, do you know this man of God? He has already spoke a word to preserve me and my son's life. But now my little son is laying sick, sick as unto death. So she's wondering now, what is going on here? What's going on? What have I done to deserve this? You spared me and my son's life with more food for a whole year. We were able to eat and not have to worry about dying. And now my son is sick. Hey, what's going on here, Lord? So she had to go in her secret closet. Hallelujah. But before she go in her secret closet, she had to go back to the man of God and say, hey, what's going on here? Hallelujah. Talk to me. Hey, so verse 18 says, and she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Or thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? She said, the sins that I committed, you bringing them into remembrance, and now you have slain my son? What's going on? Oh, I thought God was a forgiving God. I thought God was a loving God. And now my son has been afflicted. Oh, man of God. Verse 19, and he said unto her, this is Elijah. He said, give me thy son. See, when you trust God and you have a relationship with God, you have had a personal encounter with God. See, you have to have a personal relationship with God for yourself. Ah, my granddaughter called me, said, Granny, can you do this? Can you do that? And I told her, some things you got to do on your own. Okay, you are a young lady now. You have to make some decisions for yourself. Yes, I can give you some advice. But if you don't heed my advice, well, you got to just bump your head for yourself. Hallelujah. And she said unto Elijah, oh, wait, we read that. We're at 19. And he said unto her, give me thy son. We're talking about this a dual blessing today with this widow woman. But God, I probably won't be able to finish, but we're going to move on. And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried the young man up into a loft where he abode, where he was staying. And Elijah laid him upon his own bed. And he began to cry unto the Lord and said, oh, Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? So now the prophet is questioning God. What's going on? You done brought evil to. You told me that to go to Zarephath and you had a widow woman that was going to be there, that was going to sustain me. You even told me the ravens was going to feed me. And all that did happen, Lord. Now what's going on? I don't understand. And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. Many of us would have panicked. Ah, we would have panicked. Say, oh, Lord, we, the first thing we would have said was, oh, the Lord give it and the Lord take it. But the devil is a lie. Do you know we can command, we can bind death? We can bind death. We can stay the hand of death. Because life and death is in God's hand. Some things we can pray about. If you're living right, if you perform and endure and being obedient to the word of the Lord, we can command, declare, decree, denounce, renounce, announce. We can do all those things if we have faith. Sister Ruby talked about the gift of faith. Hallelujah. That you can have faith, but there's also a gift of faith. Hallelujah. This man of God had the package, but he was in doubt a little bit. Sometimes we can doubt, even though we're living and we're doing everything that we know within our existence to do, but trouble still comes. Hallelujah. So he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, oh, Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came unto him again, and he revived. What he did, he lived after Elijah laid upon him, stretched himself upon the child three times, and the child was revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, he told the widow woman, he was rejoicing. He was happy because God had answered his prayer. Hallelujah. He trusted God in the troubled times. He said, see thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this, I know, she said, she letting him know, now by this, I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. This woman is confessing. Now, she said, I was a little doubtful. Because guess what? I didn't know what was going on. She said, but now my son is alive. He's been revived. I know now that you are a true man of God. Now let's go on right on over. We're going to go right on over. Hallelujah. We're going to go on down now unto the next chapter, chapter 18. And we're going to close on this chapter. Hallelujah, because we don't believe we're going to be able to finish this lesson today. But we have to know that we have to trust God in troubled times. Now as we begin to go on into chapter 18, then the challenge of Ahab, God began to allow Elijah now to go before Ahab, and everything that God told him about the drought, it was coming to pass. Hallelujah. But the king did not want to receive what thus say the Lord, because they were wicked. They were evil. But in the midst of that, he had an evil wife. How many know that sometimes we may marry for other purposes other than what God has ordained for us? But we got to know that if we wait on God, God will ordain and send the right man and the right woman. But sometimes because of our decisions, our bad decisions, we make because we act upon our emotions and we let this flesh begin to dictate to us, and we miss the blessings of God. But as we go into this chapter, we see in that Obadiah, he was a governor over Ahab's house. Amen. And then we see where Ahab began to challenge the prophet Elijah. Amen. Because he didn't want to believe what Elijah had already spoken. But Elijah was able then to tell the man of God, tell the king, that when he go back and petition God for the drought that was in the land, the drought was over. Now Elijah was able to go back to God and ask God to let it rain. Amen. So you all going to have to read these chapters for yourself to get the fullness of it, because we're not able to give you the fullness of everything that's going on here, but we can give you some of the highlights. Amen. So we're going to go to verse, let's go read at 17. And it came to pass, now remember, I've already told you, Elijah had told the people of the land that there was going to be a drought. There was not going to be any rain. God had shut up heaven. He had shut up the rain. So verse 17 says, we are chapter 18, 1 Kings 18. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou, all right, here we go, art thou he that troubled Israel? So listen, the king is telling the prophet of God, are you the man that's been troubling the nation, troubling Israel? Are you that man? And Elijah, verse 18, answered and said, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. What is he saying? You and your father's house before you, you all have disobeyed God and failed him at the commandments he has given you, and you have followed a false god. Don't tell me about I'm troubling Israel. I'm not the trouble. You better look to your neighbor. You better look in your own house and see where the trouble is. And verse 19 said, now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table, which eat at your wife's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And this is what Elijah said. Elijah said, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long hold ye between two opinions? How long are you going to believe one thing and then you're looking at another thing? You got two opinions here, and both of them are in conflict with the word of God. So he's telling the people, if the Lord be God, see, we can't serve two masters. That's why we can't trust God in the troubled times, because we have one foot in the world and one foot in the church. It won't work like that because we can't serve two masters. God, trust in God in troubled times, meaning you have to denounce the hidden things. You have to denounce the secret things. You have to denounce those things that kept you in captivity. We got to get rid of these false gods. You say, I don't have no false gods. Yet anything and anybody that you put above God is false. If you put your children above God, they become your idol. If you put these houses and land and these children and your family, if you put them before God and you begin to worship them, then that is your God. So he say, if the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. Hallelujah. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah to the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let's drop down to verse 24. And he began to challenge. They had a little contest going. We're going to see what God is going to answer. We're going to see if you're trusting God in these troubled times. We're going to see if the God, the false God that you're serving, we're going to see who's able to deliver. Can't nobody deliver us but God. So they had a contest going on. Elijah said, and call after the challenge, he began to take a bullet, which was given them, and he dressed it. Verse 26, and called on the name of Baal from morning even unto noon, saying, oh, Baal, these were the people calling on Baal, those that was worshiping the false God. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them, because they was calling on them all day, and there was no answer. And said, cry aloud, for he is God. And Elijah began to say, either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, a peradventure, he's sleeping and must be awake. This Elijah making fun of their God, because Elijah already knew the God of Israel, the God that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and my father's Jacob, that is the God that will always answer. Hallelujah. So Elijah began to mock him. So verse 30, let's drop down. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar there, and made in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, and as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and filled 4 barrels with water, and poured it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. In verse 36, we drop it now. And it came to pass at the time the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me that this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their heart back again. God was trying to turn the people's hearts back to him. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, and let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And let's finish up. We're going to finish up this chapter, and we can't go any further today. This is a lesson for 2 or 3 days, really, because we're talking about how God used the prophet of God. We're talking about how to trust God in troubled times. Elijah afterwards became afraid and became fearful because of Jezebel. But let's finish this one here. This chapter here. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up. Now he's saying to the king, get up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. How many believe that there's a sound of an abundance of rain? How many can see the chains being broken? How many can see the rain falling upon you today? Hallelujah. He said, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servants, go up now, look toward the sea. Ah, we're talking about trusting God in troubled times. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, Elijah told him again, go again seven times. How many know seven is God's perfect number? And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea. All it takes is a little cloud. Ah, God will perform like a man's hand. And he said, go up. Say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Listen to people, there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, we all know later on, after Elijah, y'all read the next chapters for yourself. I'm just going to give you a little highlight. After Elijah killed the false prophet, then Ahab's wife, Jezebel, or wicked evil Jezebel, she sent word to Elijah that, hey, let the gods or whomever do unto her also if she don't have his head. If she don't, in other words, guess what? I'm going to kill you. You done killed all our prophets, and now I'm going to kill you. And Elijah was afraid. But let's read that verse, chapter 19, verse 4, what he did. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. Now listen, people of God, all the miracles that he had performed, all of the obedience that he rendered unto the Lord, everything the Lord told him to do, Elijah did it. But now, fear came in his heart. Ah, you know why? Because he was dealing with a wicked, evil woman. And she had already killed some of the prophets of God. Hallelujah. Obadiah, who was the governor for Ahab, he hid 100 of God's prophets. He hid them 50 and 50 in two different caves. So she wasn't able to kill that 100 that Obadiah had. But he says he requested of himself that he might die. Now he is a powerful man of God. Then did all these works for the Lord. Then did exploits for God. Now he's depressed. He's a fear. See, fear is a terrible thing. It's false evidence appearing real. And that's all Jezebel was. She was the queen, a wicked queen that worshiped all of these false gods. And her husband, she ruined her husband. You better watch these women that's ruling in the house of God. Yeah, yeah, hallelujah. And now, you know, the age we're living in, you know, they're making their wives co-pastors. God clearly haven't called some of the wives to be co-pastors. I'm going to say that. But that's the way they're setting it up. See, that's what happens when you set up your own kingdom. When you do it your way instead of God's way. And you're out of order. Now, if God has called that wife to be a co-pastor, then you go for it. But clearly, God haven't called some of these women the co-pastors. I said that. So he said, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Amen. And then we're going to close on this last verse. I got to close. Because Elijah began to become depressed. He began to really doubt that he had the strength to carry out God's command any longer, because he was threatened by this evil woman, Jezebel. Verse 7, let's go to verse 7. Verse 7 says, and the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Now let's drop down, because the Lord was sick of Elijah complaining. See, don't complain. Just go through. Trouble don't last always. Go through what you have to go through, but just know that the sun is going to shine again. So drop down to verse 18. This is when the Lord was sick of Elijah and what he was saying and how this is going on. And he had all kind of what the children of Israel doing, but guess what? You're doing greater than what they're doing, because you're afraid now. Fear has gripped your heart. So then as he began to complain and say that nobody was left, he said, I only am left. Then the Lord had to get real with him. You know, sometimes we think the ship won't sail because of us. Well, I'm here to tell you, baby, that God has some other people employed on that ship that's capable and have the ability and the strength and the intelligence to keep that ship sailing. I'm reminded when Paul was shipwrecked. Hallelujah. He told him to stay on board. If you stay on board, no man will lose their life. Oh, you better watch God. So, fast-forwarding in verse 18, he said, Elijah, let me tell you something, prophet of God. I love you. You've been obedient. Hallelujah. You trusted me in the troubled times. But let me serve you notice today. I want to serve you notice, and everyone that doubts who I am, I'm serving you notice today. You're not the only one left. But he said, I have left me 7,000 in Israel. God is telling Elijah, I've left 7,000 in Israel. All the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which had not kissed him. He said, I have people that have not bowed to Baal, and I have people that have not kissed him. God will send you help from the one you least expect, the one you least esteem, the one that you don't even want to hang out with, the one that you won't even break bread with, the one that you won't even offer a cup of coffee to. That may be the one that God has to sustain your life. Oh, y'all better hear God today. Because I love Jesus. I'm going to say it like Elijah. I'm talking about I now. I didn't have a clue on how God was going to minister today. I just heard him say, go to First Kings, and I want you to tell them about the widow and Elisha. Those are two characters today. He said, I want them to trust me in the troubled times. He said, I want them to keep on calling on me. I want you to keep on seeking my face. He that seek me early shall find me. Oh, people of God, this is no time trying to get weary, but I'm not weary in well doing. For you are greater if you faint not. It's no time to faint. It's no time to have a pity party. It's no time to be depressed. It's no time to be thinking that you are the only one going through. We're all going through something. Hallelujah, but we have to trust God in the troubled times. If I told you everything that I was going through, you'd say, how in the world is this woman able to deliver a word? How in the world can she give me a word and she's going through herself? Hallelujah, but the Bible said, let the weak say that I'm strong. So I have to declare my strength every day. Hallelujah. I have to wake up and some things that I don't want to be bothered with. All through the night, tossing and turning. All through the night, Lord asking, where are you, God? Oh, how long am I going to be in this situation? How long will I have to endure this hardness? The Bible says, endure hardness as a good soldier. How long, Lord? Oh, God, but you know what? Then I'll go back to laying my record out. Oh, God, when you have a record, God said, prove me, Sister Albertine. Prove me, Sister Ruby. How do you prove God? You prove him by trusting him. You prove him by laying your record out. You prove him by, hallelujah, taking over the breastplate, taking on the helmet, taking on the sword, on the gospel of peace. Hallelujah, we have the power of peace with all vision. Oh, God, we bless you today, Jesus. You got to prove, God. You got to know. Hallelujah. It's not going to let us all wait. You got to continue to trust God. Oh, Lord, you brought me out before. You did it for me in 1999. Oh, when I thought I was going to lose my mind. When I felt like killing myself. I felt like leaving with my daughter. Didn't have a reason. Oh, but God gave me a reason. He gave me 4 grandchildren. I had a niece that I already had in my care 6 years before my daughter was murdered. Oh, the Lord, I said, how in the world? How can I live? How can I make it, Lord? This has disrupted my whole life. My life changed. Oh, but it changed for the better. Now, hallelujah, I can say I trusted God in the troubled times. I can say, oh, God, that you allowed me to make it over. I can say, hallelujah, that I'm still running for Jesus. I can say, hallelujah, hallelujah, that I'm still trusting in God. Oh, I can't sing the song, I'm not tired yet. Oh, because I've gotten tired. Oh, every day I have to get up and do some things that I don't want to do. I'm tired. Oh, hallelujah. Every time I have to say something that I don't want to, that I don't feel like saying, I'm tired. Oh, that's not my song today. Oh, but I can say the song, God. I can do nothing. I can say I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, I'm going to trust him now. Oh, because I know there's a better day. Oh, I know. Women may endure for a day. Oh, when my joy is coming in the morning, I see my joy. Hallelujah. I say the word is coming. Hallelujah. I see the rain. How many see the rain today? How many believe that the wagons are coming? How many know that God hasn't forgotten about you? How many don't trust God in these troubled times? Oh, God, we have to trust you. Oh, God, I lay it all at your feet today. I give it all to you, Jesus. All to you all. Oh, to Jesus. Oh, to you I also. Oh, we all got our life. Oh, God, I bless you today. Thank you, Lord God, for giving me a mind to keep my mind stayed on you. A mind. Oh, I bless you today, Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. I don't know this word is for. Oh, but it was for me today. I've got to trust God in these troubled times. I got to know that this too shall pass. I'm giving it back to you, Sister Ruby. I'm done. Thank you for letting this phone stay up today, God. Been having trouble with the phone. Hallelujah. But I'm trusting God even with the phone.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, Jesus, I love you today, God.
We have, praise the Lord, we have Prophet Pearson. Praise the Lord. Prophet Pearson?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Your line is open.
I praise God for the line today, even to the woman of God that declared the word of the Lord today. I give God praise for you. And Father, we decree and declare, God, that the virtue that she's given out today, Father, we decree and declare, God, that you will give it back to her in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise, Father. We thank you for the anointing that's placed upon her life. Now, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus. Good Lord, I thank you that even now, that your anointing shall begin to spring out like no before in the name of Yahshua. And God, we thank you for the word today. God, we give you praise. And we're not the prophets of Baal, but we're the prophets of life. This
day,
in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
Amen. I thank God for the word today. The word was life. And let's just listen to the word. Amen. People of God, we must learn to know, to trust God, that y'all just know that God has something great in store for those that will stay tuned, amen, and have an ear to really hear what the master is saying in this hour. God bless you.
Amen. Liberal Democrat, your line.
God bless you. God bless you. Prophet Pearson is going to be with us tomorrow.
Okay,
minister
God
the
bless.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So tune in tomorrow. Prophet Pearson will be ministering the word. God, I bless you.
Amen. Liberal Democrat, your line is open.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That was a word right there. Amen. I received that, woman of God. Speak life. Amen. When stuff is dead in our life, you know, like that boy was dead in that woman's house she was talking about in that scripture. Stuff in my life that I thought was dead and over, you know, people like say, you can't do that or it's not going to happen. And, you know, I thought it was dead and I just accepted with people that my career was dead and you know, finances were dead. But then, you know, I spoke life and I stopped listening to certain people and then my career started coming back in, you know. So I received that. It's hard to get people out of your ear, you know, with all that negative stuff, you know. But, when you know, I'm a witness that when you speak life, amen, stuff come back alive that was dead, you know. So I've been a witness to that. So, amen, thank God for the word. God, keep reaffirming, like, speak life. You know, and get these negative people out your ears. So that's what I took out of it today. And amen. I just thank and praise God for the woman of God being obedient and speaking that to us today, because I received that. I'm eating that right now. That's some soul food. I'm eating that right now. That's what it is. Hallelujah. So God bless woman of God. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
You.
Bless you. Thank you. Speak life.
Hold on, I can't even get to the...
Hallelujah.
Hello?
But we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, Evangelist Bernard, that was just... I can't even begin to tell you how that spoke to my spirit today. it was just so powerful and so right on time for me. Because I've been praying and waiting and praying and waiting, and it just gets so hard because you want to hear from God, and you know he's got you, but sometimes people around you and things around you, it just makes you doubtful and fearful, but nevertheless, I just trust God, and I don't care what it looks like, I just trust him all the way. And that was just confirmation for me, and it just spoke to my spirit to just trust God, no matter what it looks like, just trust, believe him and just trust him, and know that he's got me, know that he's got my back. I so needed that word today. I so needed that, and I thank you because it was such a blessing. Lord, it spoke to my spirit. It's just...
Yes,
it's so hard. It's so hard sometimes. For
Hallelujah.
He's getting you ready.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's all right, brother.
Blessings.
Why would God still have a stomach that's already full?
Us. He's restoring us. Hallelujah. He has ever
things. We got to overcome.
Amen.
Oh, and how do we overcome? In Revelation 12:11, he said, we did overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So guess what? As you testify, that's how you overcome.
Yeah.
But when you speak it and you declare it, guess what? Then God going to send you some help.
Yeah,
so don't get discouraged. Ain't no time to think. Huh? God got work for you to do, baby. He's got
Amen.
Work for you to do.
Hello?
So be encouraged. Trust
Amen.
Him in the trouble. That's our message. Trust
Amen.
God. Trust
Amen.
In God.
Amen.
In the trouble time. You can trust God then. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got
glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, no,
we got 504-3493. Brother Marty.
Click.
Brother Marty, is that you?
Brother Marty, is that you? He might
it's
not.
Chaz.
He may not want to say anything. Huh?
That's Chaz on the line.
Oh, Chaz.
Oh, let me hear a word from Chaz. Lord have mercy. We got a little young preacher on the line. He's 11 years old. He can preach, too. Hi, Chaz.
Yeah.
Now, you got to say something to the people of God now.
First of all, I want to thank you for letting me speak. I am the Reverend Dr. Chad Bradford from the Israelite Baptist Church. If you can see verse 3, verse 4 says, who tear the saints from my people and the flesh from their bones, who eat my people's flesh, strip off their skin. Can I just tell somebody that what the Bible is trying to tell us that people blood is going there. Oh, my God. Somebody tell you that when he got up with all power in his hand. And I can just tell somebody that have nothing for the Lord on my side. See, some of us ought to know that these people are dying and getting killed because of the mess that we're doing. If they didn't know God, who else can they know? We got to tell somebody that I'm on my journey because I know that I'm playing on Calvary. Calvary is my cross. Calvary is my God. Because when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul makes me want to cry. Verse 4 says, then they will cry out to the Lord, but he will not answer them. Can I tell somebody that when he did not answer them, they cried out to the Lord, and they said, Lord, please don't pass my mumble cry. But I'm going to tell you that I'm still waiting on something to say, Yahweh, because I know that the God that I serve is able. I don't know about you, but I'm going to shout out about myself. I'm going to shout on Calvary. Nothing but the blood. If I can just tell you that when I think about the how Martin Luther King took his last breath, he said that I had a dream that we shall all overcome the nation. But see, when they go back and do the things that they do, God is not pleased. God is not
My God.
Wow.
The Lord has spoken again.
Wow.
11 years old.
Wow.
11 years old. That's the 11th year.
Out
of falling. That's one of my cousin's sons. 11 years old, and he's been ministering the word since he was about 5 or 6 years old.
Wow.
And he on point. Oh, God. Thank you, Chaz, Brother Chaz.
Wow.
That was a word. Wow. Said if it had not been for the Lord on his side, he said Martin Luther King had a dream. Hallelujah. Woo! Bible said, except we become as one of them, we would in no ways enter. This is the 11-year-old boy. Thank you, Chaz. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, my God.
Wow, God.
Lord,
thank you for that word, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's all right. That's all right. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That was powerful.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. That's all right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I bless you. Thank you, Brother Marty, for letting Chaz come on. I don't know if you all are still on the line, but Chaz, that was a word from God. God had you in this hour to come on this line, and we thank God for it. Thank you, Jesus.
They're back on.
Hallelujah.
They're back
okay.
on the line.
Adrian. Yes. Cousin Adrian.
Yeah. When you going to get me to come up there?
When I'm going to listen at it. I'm a pay about it, and the Lord going to send you right on out here. But are you all in school yet? Have you started school yet? Okay, well, we're going to wait and see how your Christmas break is. Okay, so when you off school, when you have some time and you out of school, we invite you to come on the line and minister the word, okay?
All right.
Okay,
all
God.
Right.
God bless you. I think we got Minister Maurice on. Is this you, Minister
wow.
Maurice? 504-3493? Or is that the same one? I guess he hung up. Is this the same 11-year-old?
That's the same one. This is Minister Maurice, our nephew.
No, he was on 9-0-0-3. It cut back off. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Lord Jesus, thank you. Anybody else, Sister Ruby, I'll let you give your remarks and comments. Lord, have mercy. You never know what God is going to do, y'all.
Well, praise
That's
the Lord.
I'm depending on us to get ourselves together. That's what we got to do. Our education, because I'm depending on getting my degree. Someday I'll become a pastor, because I'm ready to get my degree. And when I get it, I'm going to shout glory.
So you want to become a pastor? I heard you say that. Dad?
Okay, we
Lord
got it. We can come back to Chad. He's not. We have a number 252-9826.
Yes,
hello,
Yolanda. Prophet Pearson.
I'm still here. Pray the Lord.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Prophet Pearson.
Okay.
The young man that just spoke, is he still on the line?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm open his line. Yeah. His line is open.
I need you to hear me.
Listen to the prophet, Chaz. Be quiet and listen. Go ahead, prophet.
A lot of people are telling people to go to school and telling people, you know, it's fine to go to school. But until you go through trials and tribulations, unexpected situations. That's how your ministry is going to come forth. And that's how ministry is going to come forth. It's not through you going through school. School is fine. You know, people telling people, you go to school to learn how to be a minister and learn how to do this. I've learned it the old way. You take the Bible and theology, and you learn how to fast and pray and seek the face of God. I even sense that there is a unique anointing on your life. And y'all have to be very, your family members of Investment All need to be very careful, very careful, because he is not to go in and everywhere.
That's right.
God wants to use him for such a time as this. And they need to be cautious about where he go, who he hang around, and things of that nature. He has a voice as Dr. Martin Luther King. Ah, God, thank you, Lord. And, you know, his voice will be heard. His voice will be carried out. The thing about it is, if they would do the things that God is requiring, that young man's voice will be heard across this country.
Ah, glory to God. Jesus.
I decree and declare that God will raise him up to be the prophet like Elijah was. Mm-hmm. When he spoke it, it happened. It happened. It happened. And it didn't take days, months. But it will happen, and people's lives. He will speak into people's lives, and their lives shall be changed instantly. I even sense where God is going to give him a healing ministry. He has a healing ministry. He has a deliverance ministry.
Jesus, thank you, God.
So he must. They got to be careful. They got to be very careful about where he go and the things that he do. They got to be very mindful and very careful. Because this 11-year-old, by the time he is 30, people shall know who this young man is. Well, I hear the Lord says he's going to open many doors for this young man. But y'all got to know what doors to go into and what doors not to go into.
Yes, Lord.
Because a lot of times we can find it cute for a young man like that to be 11 years old carrying the word of God. But he got to have the tools and utensils. And y'all got to take time and make sure that he takes time to read the Bible, study the Bible, know the word for himself. I just wanted to impart that. Amen. And God is going to use him. And he's going to be great in the land. He's a part of that now generation that God is raising up. Amen. God bless you.
That's his uncle.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Did you hear the man of God speak to you? Did you hear what he said?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Ah, this was ordained of God. I didn't plan this, people. This is Chad's first time coming on the line. I had no idea. I know of him, I know who he is, and I know the gift that God has in him and everything that Prophet Pearson has spoken. I'm in agreement with it, because I know God has something great for him. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is Maurice back on the line?
No, he's not. Or is he on there?
Okay.
Dropped off. Who's this? Is this Brother Marty?
I think Chaz wants to render a song, probably, because he sings to Prophet Pearson. Did you want to sing, Chaz?
The line is shut down.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll come back on.
He said yes.
Oh, but he's not on the line now.
He's on.
Oh, no.
He's on, okay. Karen, go ahead if you want to sing.
He's calling, and he's silent, Lord.
Tonight, and amen. When the woman of God was speaking about, you know, breathing life back and stuff, I like, you know, she said something about that all night prayer. I said, I'm gonna start doing that again because I remember when I used to do that, amen. I felt that, like, you know, that when I pray, I can, you know, I can hear, listen a little bit more to me, and you know, so I said, you know, cause I remember my prayer life was. It, you know, because of the busyness that was on our schedule, my prayer life was basically like saying prayer over my food and then prayers when I go to bed at night. But I said, Lord, I said, you know what? I'm just going to breathe life back into that again, you know, instead of waiting on folk and stuff like that. You know, I would always say, pray for me and pray for me. But, you know, I'm going to start getting back into, I'm going to breathe life back into that again, you know, my own prayer life. Amen. Mm-hmm. And just start, you know, every now and then doing all night prayer, just reading and just sitting down and just waiting and listening on God. And so, cause I remember I used to do that a while ago, and then we say that's old time stuff, but you know, I'm gonna just go back to it because, amen, you know, when you hear words like the night and whatnot, you know, it's not by a coincidence and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm hearing that. You know, when the woman of God was talking about, she was going through, you know, I'm going through certain things in my life too, but, you know, the mothers and everybody keep telling me, they, you know, they keep saying that, you know, how they make olive oil. Don't forget how they make olive oil now. You know, you got to put pressure on that, amen, to get that gift out of you. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be, no, I'm tired of being that olive oil. I'm like, you know, but hallelujah anyhow. So amen to God. So God wants us to pray, amen to God, and that's what I'm going to start doing. Instead of just over my food and when I go to bed at night, amen, like I'm going to breathe life back in that. So I just said praise God for the word of God tonight, and amen. God bless everybody on the line.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister
amen.
Sister Albertine.
Marty.
Sister Ruby, you can go on and
I just
want to have the last remarks and close
the
phone.
No, I'm going to let him have it. He wanted to speak.
Okay, what you want now, Chad? God bless you. You want to close it out with a word of prayer? We have to get off the line. Chad?
Oh, Father God, I let them go into the house of heaven. And Father God, let them have grace and no greater than they are. Father God, look behind our folks and see everyone around us, Father God. And Father God, stop us from doing the danger, Father. Father, for we know that you are a God that answers prayer, Father. And you shall go when we shall go. Father, when you are King of Kings, you are, Father. No other God like you. And I pray, Father God, that cut an apron right now, Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Man, that was a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have Poppy Pearson with us, and we're going to have another opportunity to hear this young man. I tell you, he has touched my heart today, so God bless each and every one of you all that tune in today, those that may go back into the archives or even listening live online. I don't know if anybody was in the chat room, but we thank God for you. We want you to know that our subject this week is trusting God in troubled times. So whatever you're going through, just know that God is right there, and all he wants you to do is call upon him. So God bless you all. Have a glorious day. We thank God for Sister Ruby standing in our stead and manning the switchboard and doing what she do. We certainly appreciate it. And we thank God for the young man that called in, Chaz Bradford. We thank him for calling in today and just giving us another word from the Lord. Truly, this was not something we planned, and we never know how God want to bless us. Hallelujah. He can use anybody. Amen. So we love you and we praise you. Tune in early tomorrow as Prophet Pearson come and minister to us tomorrow. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Sister Ruby.
Amen. He done sang the song so we can close out. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow at 1:00 p.m. Amen. God bless.